This morning I had the privilege of addressing Radhe Shyam. Great honor. And then we had a kirtan. And we're headed out for having class at Kamyavan. But we took the back path, which is over Govardhan, and across the brow of the hill, and the grass was too wet, and it didn't look like it was going to be very comfortable for devotees, so we just stayed at Punchari, stayed by Rasastali, and very beautiful, clear, warm morning, pleasant devotees. We sat out there, and I read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, continuing the pastimes of Sri Chor Gopinath. And here, actually, we're just the few verses concluding the third chapter or fourth chapter of Madhya Lila. And they were the verses following from the Lord the verse that Madhavendra Puri was famous for. Vaidina Dayada Nata He Matura Nata Kadava Lakshasi. We read how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that first, and he exhibited all kinds of ecstatic symptoms, falling on the ground, crying, laughing, jumping, singing, wonderful ecstasy. And he tried to repeat the shloka, but all he could say was, Ayudina, Ayudina. He was so overwhelmed in ecstatic love. I was commenting on that this is what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about ecstatic love. It's about becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. It's about wanting to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Kriti sadhya bhavit sadhya bhava sadhanabhida. That sadhan is defined as wanting to come to the stage of bhava, where nityasiddha svabhava, so one reawakens one's own nityasiddha, eternal constitutional position. If that's the definition of sadhana bhakti, then not wanting to do that, not being aware of that, places devotees in the danger of their devotion degrading into either impure devotional service or even karma yoga and so on. In other words, the mood by which one engages in devotional service is what determines the quality of the devotion performed, not the act in itself. We have many guests who come to Krishna Valley. They chant, they dance, they eat prasadam, they fan the deities by pulling on the rope. They're certainly doing some devotion, engaged in devotional activity, but it's offenseless, but because they don't have any faith in the process, it doesn't really fall into the category of sadhan. It's a tr- transcendentally pious activity, but it's not a continuous kriti sadhya activity engaged for a particular sadhya, for a specific goal. Their goal is not going back to Godhead. What is their goal when they come to a temple? Their goal is tourism. They came here as tourists. They're coming here to enjoy. They're fanning the deities as a experience that they can talk about. They're very favorable. They'll talk about it. They're certainly getting spiritual benefit for doing that, but they're not doing sadhana. They may be performing an individual act of devotion and even unknowingly doing that, but it is not sadhana. So we also need to be careful that it's not necessarily the activity in itself, or it isn't the activity, that determines how it actually becomes categorized, but it's rather the purpose, the intent, the desire, the goal that determines that. And our goal should be, Prabhupada wanted us to go back home, back to Godhead, not to remain in this material world as just believers in a certain faith, but to actually perfect our Krishna consciousness and get out of this world as soon as possible. The symptoms of prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits are unique to him, Srimati Radharani, in the way that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unique and no one is his equal, so his symptoms of ecstasy are unique. No one equals that. And yet, we are meant to be seeking after, cultivating the principles of ecstatic devotion and loving devotion, and tasting the mellows of devotion that is called rasa. We call it reestablishing our relationship with Krishna. We are meant to do that because we're in a fallen and forlorn situation. Devotees have to desire to do it. They have to concentrate on doing it. They have to make every effort to do so by being in good company. So they should taste what Krishna consciousness is all about. Not make a show of Krishna consciousness, but actually really practice it with that serious goal of going back home, back to Godhead. After Lord Chaitanya became pacified, then actually many of the people, when they saw his ecstasy, then, as you could just imagine in India, they came and they were all looking and standing around. That brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his external consciousness. And then in that external consciousness, he observed, participated in arti, and then after arti, he received the 12 plates of, or not really plates, but bowls of kshir that are offered to Gopinath. And he gave back 7 to the priest, and the other 5 he shared with his associates. This whole honoring of Mahaprasadam is such an important thing. Sometimes devotees neglect to actually really honor Mahaprasadam, or they don't treat it very nicely. They throw it out or leave it on the maha tray, and no, it should be, it must be honored. It's like Krishna. You honor him fully, not just partially. Otherwise, we risk committing offenses to the Lord, something that we, by all means, do not want to do. And I've never been to Raymuna. It's sort of off the beaten path. I hope that one day she'll be able to do so. It's a very old place, very famous place. The deity is actually fashioned by Lord Ramachandra himself. when Lord Ramachandra was there, then he, with his arrow, carved Shirchur Gopinath. So he's not an ordinary deity. And it also indicates how that deity has been existent for 2 million years. He's been worshipped. That is the standard of deity worship. It's always meant to be continued very, very beautifully, maintained to the standard. It's not a small thing. It's a very major thing to call the Lord, and therefore devotees need to be conscious to offer him the best. I've remember there are other temples Srila Prabhupada refers to that have been in existence for also millions of years in India. So whatever condition they're in, but still people are continuing the worship. So it's a very serious thing, maintaining a nice standard of deity worship and ensuring that once we install deities, that it's forever. In the story that follows, which is that of Gopal, then we actually see that Shakshi Gopal, we see that the deity even sometimes has his own associates. He wants his servants to take birth. He stays in this material world for millions of years. We don't. We only stay for 100 years. But we can come back. And if the Lord wants us to come back, then devotees are open to fulfilling whatever his will is. Hare Krishna.